There is a lot of talk these days about the retirement age in Ireland, as the age for qualifying for an old age pension creeps upwards. For Irish missionaries, however, the concept of retirement is alien. Being a missionary is a life choice, and it's a choice for life. It doesn't stop at 65 or 66 or 67. Two recent events brought this home to me. In September of last year, to gather information for Mission Cara, we surveyed our Irish missionary members. One of the questions related to the number of retired people in the congregation. The notion of retirement was rejected outright. Instead, we received descriptions of the evolving roles people are fulfilling as they get older, using their wisdom and experience to guide their younger colleagues. And in January, we celebrated the retirement, for want of a better word, of St. Joseph of Cluny's sister, Louis Marie O'Connor, who is moving on to the next phase of her life at the age of 87. In 2014, at the height of the Ebola outbreak, undeterred by the risks, this remarkable woman went to Sierra Leone. She wanted to be in the thick of things, bringing solidarity, relief, and hope to people most in need. It was the same in Haiti, after the devastating earthquake in January 2010, where she was the driving force behind rebuilding two schools. In Sister Louis Marie's case, and for other Irish missionaries, there is no such a thing as retirement. It is just unfortunate that the free travel scheme doesn't extend to long-haul flights.